What have you done that the undignified Shah did not do? Mr. Golmorde screamed from the parliament floor as a scuffle broke out between him and other lawmakers, including one who grabbed him by the throat. The local reporter in Mashahar said the total number of people killed in 3 days of unrest in the area had reached 130, including those killed in the marsh. In other cities, such as Shiraz and Sharir, dozens were reported killed in the unrest by security forces who fired on unarmed protesters, according to rights groups and videos posted by witnesses. This regime has pushed people toward violence, said Youssef El-Sarki, 29, a political activist from Khuzestan who migrated to the Netherlands 4 years ago. The more they repress, the more aggressive and angry people get. Political analysts said the protests appeared to have delivered a severe blow to President Hassan Rouhani, a relative moderate in Iran's political spectrum, all but guaranteeing that hardliners would win upcoming parliamentary elections and the presidency in 2 years. The tough response to the protests also appeared to signal a hardening rift between Iran's leaders and sizable segments of the population of 83 million. The government's response was uncompromising, brutal, and rapid, said Henry Rome, an Iran analyst at the Eurasia Group, a political risk consultancy in Washington. Still, he said, the protests also had demonstrated that many Iranians are not afraid to take to the streets.